This is program number LW2768. Opposed to popular opinion, and here's something you can think about, you are not a prisoner of your past. Hi, this is Larry West. You know, a lot of people let the bad things that happened to them a long time ago dictate how they face life today. They become a prisoner of their past. I know some people who were simply unwanted children, and as adults today, they still let their past haunt them. If you were an unwanted child, listen up. You don't have to be a prisoner of your past. You can be free to live a full, rich, creative, loving life if you want to. Sure, maybe it is that what haunts you is you're remembering how your dad yelled and cursed at you until you ran away from home at 16. Maybe it is that you remember how dozens of times your mother would say to you, "I wish I'd never had you." Maybe it is that what haunts you is that you were sexually abused or you were beaten up. If you are haunted, it's only because, listen, it's only because you let yourself remember. I have some suggestions I'd like to share with you so that you can get some kind of relief, some kind of release even, so that you won't have to be a prisoner of your past. These suggestions, just three, can help you, I believe, come to terms with your past. Here's the first one. Forgive your parents. Now, I didn't say wait until they apologize. I said forgive them. Forgive them for what you perceive them as having done. Now, I know forgiveness is one of the hardest things to do. Do it anyway. When you forgive, it doesn't necessarily now mean that you literally forget that it ever happened. What it means is that you no longer let what happened control the way you live today. And when you forgive, you're going to experience a kind of freedom you never thought possible. Forgive them for your own sake. That's what I'm saying. Number two, quit blaming your parents for your problems today. In other words, be real. So your parents didn't love you then. That doesn't solve your problems now. You've got to assume responsibility for your own life and behavior today. Stop blaming someone else for what you are and be different. Be mature. Accept what's there. Be real. Someone has correctly said, "I may not be responsible for being born, but being born, I am responsible." Think about that. Then number three, accept your past. It happened to you. You can fight it, deny it, renounce it, repress it, hate it, but in no way does all that alter what really happened. Accept it. Accepting the past can free you to learn from it without being crippled by it. You've got to, so to speak, sign a peace treaty with your past. So stop wasting your energy fighting and thinking about all the bad things that happened to you. If you will accept it, you will be free to use that energy to live a full, rich, creative life today. Now, maybe it is that you're even a parent today yourself. Here's something to watch out for in rearing your own children. Beware of trying to relive too much of your life through them. What I mean is, maybe it is that you've said, "My children will never have to experience what I experienced, rejection, poverty, and things like that." And as a result, maybe it is that you have become overindulgent, overprotective, and you're catering to every whim and fancy your kids have. Now, don't go to the opposite extreme, because that is just as destructive. Another thing, resolve to be a loving parent, accepting your children in spite of what bad things you experienced as a child. One of the strange quirks of life is that people often tend to be the kind of parent as their own parents were, in spite of what they disliked in them. When it comes to disciplining your children, when it comes to your having to cope with your own frustrations or handling your anger, maybe this is your finding yourself repeating what your parents did to you. Back up and take a look and control yourself. Resolve to love them, accept them, and if you can't do it on your own, get some help. You can look in the Yellow Pages under Marriage and Family Counselors. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.